Hey, what's up, everybody? This is another edition of Bare Knuckle Discussion. It's Dixon sitting down with Skylar and Merritt from the band Trapdoor Social. How we doing, gentlemen?
Fantastically.
Doing well.
Now, I'm going to be honest. This is right after you guys did the Facebook Live video for the 95X Facebook page, which if you go to the 95X Facebook page, you can check out because you don't have to watch it live. It exists there forever.
It's true, isn't it?
Now, you guys may remember Trapdoor Social because their song Sunshine spun a lot last year, starting last summer. I actually referred to it as the anthem of summer, and we played it an awful lot, and you guys seemed to like it an awful lot. And you guys just played three songs, fully acoustic, no PA, no nothing, in the lounge down here in the basement of 95X, and I'm going to be perfectly honest, and please don't take this as a backhanded compliment in any way. I'm 100% floored. There's a lot of things going on in music these days where, like, sometimes bands show up and they do the acoustic thing and you're a little disappointed because you realize how much studio wizardry there happens to be. But you guys show up with a 12-string acoustic guitar and doing 5-part vocal harmonies. Floored, man. Like, for the majority of the set, my jaw was just literally agape because I was just impressed by not only, like, the musical ability, but just the passion behind it. You know, I'm a pretty honest guy. I mean, you guys played in a room for me and four of my coworkers, and a lot of times that isn't the most inspiring setting, and you guys just absolutely blew my mind. So thank you very much for coming in and doing this. I know you guys have a lot going on. It means a lot to come in and spend the time with some of the people in Syracuse that really do truly love the band.
Oh, it's absolutely our pleasure, and I thank you so much for the compliment, and we're really excited to be here. We're really excited to connect with new people. We've played in Syracuse one time before. We played at Funkin' Waffles, right, in the basement over there, and just for a handful of whoever was coming in for dollar beer night or whatever. And it's lovely to find new friends here and to have such a warm welcome. Like, we absolutely loved it. So thank you.
Well, we will have to do some sort of something to get you guys back here and on the big stage at the Lost Horizon with some of our great local talent to really push the fact that, like, there's some great stuff out there that unfortunately, like, is not seen by enough eyes, in my opinion. You guys, for me now, especially having seen what I just saw out in the lounge, like, I'm inspired to get on the phone and call the agent and get you guys here at least a couple of times before
this
year's over.
We would love that.
For me, and again, with the whole, like, no walls up kind of thing, there's a certain honesty, in earnest nature, hard on sleeve sort of thing with the lyrics, that truthfully, like, you don't see a lot anymore. I think too many people are concerned with selling records and being cool instead of just sort of, like, pouring their heart out. And with
we
you
gave
guys,
up on being cool a long time ago. nerds for life. Merritt and I met in school in Southern California doing environmental studies, and it's a great program and great professors, and you definitely learn about, the problems that we're going to deal with, that our children are going to deal with. And we were definitely filled with a shared concern for the future and a real, drive to talk about it, to find some solutions and to try to, make a difference. And that informs a lot of our music and what we write and, what our message is, because we want to use that music and what we do to try to make a difference. And I'm sure some folks will find it cheesy, but we're definitely we'll sing our heart out about saving the world or whatever.
and I love the subtle influences that I hear. I mean, you guys are a Southern California, LA-based band, and you have that sunny California vibe to a lot of it. But there's also, like, little things that I catch within the songs that remind me of, like, Britpop, and not necessarily, like, pop music, but, things like Oasis and Blur and other little things where, like, within those harmonies, I'm hearing, like odd little soul influences. and it's a strange dichotomy for a young group of guys to have some influence that, to me, is based in older music.
Well, I think it's just, like, a case of the whole being greater than the parts. because like I like you nailed it. I like Britpop a lot, and that like comes, you know, some of that comes from me. But like our guitar player Louis like loves the Strokes, and our bassist Patrick loves EDM, and that's the type of stuff that you would never, rarely does one person kind of feel like legitimately, sincerely love those different genres and can wrap them all up in as a solo artist. And it really takes five different guys coming together and just kind of like being okay with whatever happens collectively being it, and it not necessarily like going the way that they necessarily thought it would going into it, but just being okay with the group dynamic just taking over. And you just get a lot of like happy surprises and things that interact with each other in ways you wouldn't think, you know, would work, but sometimes when they do, they can be really exciting.
Absolutely, and I think you guys are melding together a lot of styles that happen to be, you know, at the forefront of the current music industry. So I think you guys are coming along at a very perfect time to get as many eyes on you industry-wise as possible. For me, I think you guys have a phenomenal album that shows a lot of diversity, a lot of approaches, and I think realistically, man, by the end of this year, you guys are going to be... I don't know. Not to sound corny about it, but
that would be lucky, man.
There's just an appeal, and for a guy like me, and I'm, you know, probably old enough to be both of your dads. You know, like I really enjoy what you guys are doing because it's sincere. You know, like we've all sort of, you know, litmus tested the current crop of stuff out there, and the one thing I will say is that there's a purity to what you guys are doing, and it shines through. And I think the more people hear it, the more people are going to get like keyed in. Like one of my sales guys, Jay, that I do a podcast with, I turned him on to you guys this morning. It was just like, hey, these guys are coming in. I think you'll dig it. They're from California. You're from California. And literally an hour and a half later, he's jawing my ear off in my office about how much he loves the band and he's so excited. Cool. And that's happened over the course of the Fringe from last summer with playing Sunshine. It was one of the most reactive tracks that I've played in a really long time. And the thing that that doesn't surprise me is that the majority of the feedback that I got was female.
Watch out.
A bunch of attractive young dudes playing, you know, some really sunny music. That's going to happen. But they all said the same thing, which is, I believe every word that they sing. And that's a compliment that in radio you don't get an awful lot about very many artists. And to me, I think that speaks volumes about what you guys are doing.
Cool, man. Thank you. You can't see their listeners, but we're both blushing wildly over here. No, man, it's very kind. And thank you, man. We try.
You can definitely tell. Now, let's talk about, and I want to make sure that I get this right. It's a Sunstock Solar Festival.
That's right.
Which is your 100% solar-powered arts and music festival. It's in L.A., founded by your band, all proceeds going to charity. And you guys go so far, like, you've got a solar panel on your trailer out here in the parking lot.
That's right.
Now, you had mentioned earlier that you guys had both studied a little bit together and were socially active in that aspect. Tell us about this festival, how you've kind of put it together, and what in general it benefits is the charity aspect.
Sure. So, you know, since we formed the band, you know, we agreed on music as a necessity and, you know, making change as a necessity. And we've kind of been brainstorming for a few years, like, how do we make, you know, touring be green or, you know, feel sustainable? And the solar trailer idea came along a couple years ago, and we got into this thing. We've got panels on top of the trailer, batteries inside, 3.5 kilowatt inverter, and we can power our own sound system and lights, all our own instruments, and run a show anywhere that we can get away with it, which turns out to be the hard part, is finding spots.
So in an essence, it's kind of like skating.
Yeah, sure, exactly. Yes, we're completely self-contained, and yeah, you just got to find the good spots. And what happened in L.A. was like looking for a place where we could do it. We came upon this museum with a big south lawn, and, you know, met the guy who booked it and was like, wow, this would be a beautiful spot for it. But it turned out to be so big and kind of like such an investment to work with them that the event grew from, like, you know, just a Trapdoor Social concert to, like, a festival. Like, we have to, it kind of grew to the scale of the space and the commitment we were making to rent the venue. And so it ended up being, I mean, we put everything into it for 7 months and for, you know, more money than we made back, you know, created this festival. And we ended up with over 2,500 people and some really great local bands, some nonprofit organizations that came out and got to meet, you know, these local folks, these music fans, a bunch of artists displaying awesome visual, you know, cool art. And, you know, the real goal, I think, is to create a positive space for people, just a good experience. And then when they realize, internalize that it was all solar powered, they kind of go, okay, this is for real now. Like,
right,
maybe not considering this as like a technology that's here and ready to rock, but let's just have a solar powered experience that is like legitimately powerful and beautiful visually and musically. And then, you know, go and take that home and be like, all right, this is possible. Let's do it.
Absolutely. And in a weird way, I feel like it's almost like reverse technology when you're using the sun to power a festival.
Sure.
You know,
we ended up with this name Sunstock, and then later kind of realized it's a cool play, you know, Woodstock having been like this wood, maybe the fuel of the past. And
right,
then, you know, this is like the new, ironically, been there for billions and billions, trillions of years. But yes, this power source is the new best one. And we did do a fundraiser with the festival as well. The proceeds went towards a solar panel installation for a local nonprofit called Kids Cancer Connection that takes care of outpatients visiting LA kids with cancer, and just to get rid of their energy bills for them and put more solar on another roof. And so it's good, you know, what we just try to channel the energy of this entertainment can really, you know, generate a lot of buzz and a little bit of money and, you know, some social capital. And we want to just funnel that into the change that we believe is necessary.
That's fantastic. For real. Kudos to you guys
for
being socially conscious and stepping in and actually, you know, kind of taking a stand in a time and age where there's a lot of belly aching on social media and nobody really doing anything.
It's all about action these days.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and there's so much energy swirling around, like you were saying. And so, like, that was one of the coolest things about the festival is we could get all those nonprofits there and get them out meeting people, talking about what they're doing, and then that is kind of a place for that energy to go. It's like, okay, I don't know what to do, but now I'm seeing all these different places that need my that need me, and getting to interact with them and getting them together. And music is just, it's a great, so it's adhesive. It brings people together, and it makes things that normally you wouldn't like necessarily like. Climate change isn't something necessarily you get like really passionate about, like it, like emotional, like
because
right. it's like this slow moving type of thing, but music is, and it's visceral, and so by combining those two things, our goal is to make people feel something about it where maybe they weren't before.
And I love that.
And we like to put out a little call to action when we have the opportunity for you guys who are listening. If you are interested in this kind of you know, project, you can help us. We can do a Sunstock Syracuse. We would love to do a Sunstock Syracuse. We have our mobile solar power station. We have a sound system. We've got some lights and some art and projections and stuff. We just need a space. We could use some partners. We could do a fundraiser here, you know, next summer or whenever, you know. Please feel free to hit us up online on social media at Trapdoor Social if you've got any ideas, because we can't quite plan a festival in every town ourselves, you know, but we would love to come put one on and, you know, with some help from the station, find some cool bands.
Absolutely.
You know, some local nonprofits who are interested in sustainability, or even just, you know, the community, or anybody who wants to get involved. We would love to work with you guys and create something here. And, you know, don't be shy.
I would love for Syracuse to be your East Coast home. If we're being totally honest.
Let's do it.
We'll figure out a way to make it happen. So let's chat quickly about the new single.
Sure.
It's going to be featured every night this week on 95X, 9 p.m. The feature's called The Drop with my buddy B.O.B. Bob. He'll be hosting that. It's called Winning as Truth. And I noticed in the Facebook Live, Merritt, you had sort of an explanation as to what the song is about. And for those that are going to be too lazy to watch the video, maybe you could get into that again.
Sure, sure. Well, it kind of like takes aim at this idea that might makes right. And just because you're stronger than someone, that you have like a greater, you know, you deserve better treatment, better things, just by sheer, you know, strength. And but that's kind of like a crazy thing to think, especially now, where we have all these problems that we need to solve together, and we need to work in ways that make everybody better off. And that you can't just like, and so relationships were one where they're extractive or you're taking, and it's just not going to work anymore. It's never worked, but especially now.
Right.
And that's what this song's about.
Very cool. I'm a huge fan. I'm looking very forward to hopefully launching this single in Syracuse and really, you know, getting an audience that's going to clamor for you guys to get back here, hopefully before this year is over.
Beautiful.
So, you know, we'll step away from the Trapdoor Social thing, and I always like to ask this question just because I'm kind of a music nerd myself, but what are you guys listening to at the present moment? Like, who are some things that, like, are kind of turning you on musically? It can even be like some of your friends from back home that helped play and put together the festival. I love giving FaceTime to deserving artists. So if there's anybody you want to kind of put on blast and let people know that they should check out, this is the opportunity to do it.
Well, there's one of my favorite bands is this band called The Epilogues from Denver, Colorado, and I adore them. And they just broke up, and it was like heartbreaking because they had a deal before, and it fell through because of politics and stuff like that. But they like completely deserved, you know, to be heard by a lot of people, and they weren't.
I got to hear one song that was on a random sampler that label that they were signed to sent out. And never really, it was one of those things where I love the tune. And then just because, you know, in radio, if it's not like presented to you on a regular basis, there's so many things that it kind of gets lost in the shuffle.
Right.
But you just reminded me that I should go and check that out again.
And this guy doesn't really need my promotion, but if you haven't heard the latest Bon Iver album, I highly recommend it. I
think, it's dope.
Yeah, that guy's killing it. Absolutely a pleasure to listen to.
Very cool. Any of your local bands from LA worth checking out?
Oh yeah. Let's see who's doing real good over there. We like our friends Yo-Ya. Close friends. It's really cool, interesting folk, kind of electronic, small band, like just making beautiful tunes.
Who else? Band called Dream Vacation. We played with them a couple times. They're really good.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, there's so much out there right now. For me, I think this is a great time for a young band like yourselves to be sort of making tracks into the industry because alternative's never been bigger. I think you guys epitomize what that movement is, with especially the social aspect of it. You know, it's, you know, not to get super political about it, but like if there was ever a time that the youth needed to rise up and sort of speak their voice, now is that time. And you guys, in my opinion, are probably doing it in a better way than any other band in your age group, just with taking on the solar responsibility and being proactive in a way that isn't necessarily picking a side, but still helping society as a whole come to realize, you know, that change is inevitable. And if you're not going to change and you're not going to progress, then you're going to be left behind.
Well, you know, I think, especially since November, like, there's just no more illusion that the government is going to take care of the environment, you know?
I mean, right.
Before, if Hillary had been elected, maybe we would have thought, oh yeah, she maybe will do it, you know, and kind of felt easy. But like, there's just gotta take it into your own hands, you know, and that's become crystal clear. And it's fun to be part of this movement that's growing in LA. There's beautiful demonstrations, huge packs of people in the streets, and you know, stuff happening up at Standing Rock, and you know, around the country, people are getting on their feet, and it's fantastic to watch that happen because we need to, we have to.
Yeah, it's time to get off social media and get out there on the streets and fight for what you believe in. Plain and simple. I don't care what you support or what it is. This generational thing of existing online and just belly aching all the time and not taking any action just kind of makes you look just as bad as the people that you're rallying against.
Sure.
Well, yeah, and then there's this kind of illusion of activism online of when you send a tweet or you say something and you kind of felt like you've done your thing for the day, and it's kind of like this fake lift of responsibility where you haven't really, you know, done much, but you feel like you've done a lot. And also too, it's like never before has there been like so much energy, but like with online stuff, it's like it's a lot easier to treat other people poorly because, you know, like we're talking right now, I can, you know, see you, and I can, you know, if I like say something mean, I could see, you know, I could see you respond, you know, and it's just like it, there's a certain type when you're conversing of like a civility that isn't present online. And I think it's really important now is we totally have to fight like harder than ever before, but we also have to fight hard to keep treating each other like people.
Yeah, there's a severe lack of that in the world, and I think it's the addiction to technology, where a lot of younger people, there's going to be a generation of people that don't remember that there was a phone on the wall in the kitchen. You know what I mean? Like, and their entire existence is staring down at a 4 to 6 inch screen and interacting in an emotionless sort of robotic way with the world. And until we can defeat that sort of thing, I don't know that it's going to get any better. And it makes me sad, you know, like, and that's why I'm so excited when a band like Trapdoor Social is out there fighting the good fight for something that you guys truly believe in. It makes me think that hope is not lost on a younger generation. And I mean that sincerely. Like, I don't want to feel like I've given up, but you know, you get to a certain point with this entitled generation where they feel like everything should be handed to them. And, you know, their statement on Facebook is fact and law, when they have no experience in the real world or how things actually work.
Yeah, I think we're kind of rediscovering some, you know, social interactions and how to unite. Like, people need to come together. Like, we need to have that social connection and have that warm experience, interpersonal experience. And I think that makes us stronger. I think these events that we're trying to create, it's like, we want to go to church and hold hands and be a community and, you know, rise up together. It's like we need that personal connection.
In this day and age, I think it's a necessity.
And that doesn't always mean agreeing with each other. And there can be friction, and there can be, you know, a lot of different opinions. But it's best, I think, to have those opinions be, have it be acceptable to have, you know, a difference of opinion, but be still civil about it.
Absolutely. And there's a severe lack of civility on social media because there's no repercussions.
Right.
Worst thing that's going to happen is you don't get to use your Facebook for 48 hours.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where in real life, you say some of the things that you say on social media, it might get you physically injured.
Sure. And it's, you know, conversations can get hijacked, you know, by trolls, and it kind of lowers, you know, it drags everyone into the mud.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas in that doesn't necessarily happen when you're out and about. And so I guess I think that's the theme, to go outside and to come together at events, you know, at music, whatever you like, and just start talking to each other.
Yeah, get off the couch and interact with other human beings, music, art, sports, whatever it is that you're into. You can enjoy it much more when you're actually physically in the moment as opposed to watching it on your 60-inch TV or on your 6-inch screen. There's nothing more annoying to me than the kid that was in line at the club 3 hours before doors that watches the show through the screen on his phone as he's pressed against the barricade. It's like, kid, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, live in the moment. Like, your favorite band that you just stood in line for 4 hours for, waited through three local bands for, is literally right there in front of you, yeah. And you're watching them through your 4-inch iPhone screen.
Yeah, we all got that habit now.
And new technology can be really great and really exciting, but I think it's instead of just like accepting it blindly, I think it's important to think about, you know, be thoughtful about it and think about not just what you're getting. You might be able to refer, you'll have that video that you can go back to, so you're getting that, but what are you losing? You're maybe losing a much more rich, like we were saying, in the moment experience too. And, you know, I think, you know, if more people kind of did that calculation, you wouldn't, you know, it's not like you can never film or, you know, you should never do it, but right. You should at least think about it. You should at least think about what you're losing.
There's a generation, I think, that is inexperienced in the feeling that live music can really sort of imbibe in you. You know, just that special moment of like, I mean, I remember being a kid and, you know, you had like a crappy 35mm camera and I was never like a big picture taker or whatever. Like for me, I've always wanted to live in the moment. I want to enjoy the fact that I'm in the room with a band that I care enough about that I came here to see them.
Sing along. There's a trick right there. Just, you know, become part of it. There's nothing better from on stage than like hearing the voices, you know, these people that, you know it or even just want to harmonize or just sing, like, you know, become part of it. Like, you know, just about anybody can play music and, you know, get engaged. And that's a lot more fun than, you know, shooting it on camera.
Yeah, as a performer, I can tell you it changes the show when the audience gives back.
Totally.
And it you know, it makes me want to give all the more. And it just becomes this feedback loop.
Yeah.
So it does, when you do that, it does change the show.
Absolutely.
It makes it better.
And I'm actually looking very forward to seeing you guys play live, hopefully not in the too far distant future.
Yeah.
But again, we're here with Trapdoor Social. Where can people find you, like, online if they want to interact after we just, you know, complained and bitched about technology?
No, totally.
For 10
well,
minutes?
You know, I mean, we'd rather hear from you than not hear from you. Trapdoor Social on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, trapdoorsocial.com. We're on YouTube. We've got some videos and stuff like that you can check out.
Any special releases, vinyl stuff, anything like that presently or in the future?
We do sell at our shows. We do sell homemade peanut butter and homegrown hot sauce.
Very cool.
But, you know, you'll just have to come see us to see about that.
Very, very cool. So make sure that you go and check it out. The 95X Facebook page will have a live performance, three acoustic songs here in the basement from Trapdoor Social. It's something that will literally put your jaw on the floor. Make sure you check that out. And then go and like all of their social media, follow, and check out Trapdoor Social. I think you guys have a store on there for the record and merch and stuff like
that,
right?
Yeah, we're on iTunes and Spotify and stuff like that too. So
very cool. So these guys are everywhere that you can buy music, and I encourage you to go and buy their album, Trapdoor Social. Tune in every night this week, 9 p.m. Check out Winning as Truth. It is fired. Guys, thank you
so
very much
Dixon.
For coming
really
in today.
Appreciate you having us. Thank you, Syracuse.